Hello, my name is Joshua Alley, and here is my audio interpretation of Banner Number 1 by Bethany Scruggs and Kelly McKinney.
Oh, and Bethany Scruggs and Kelly McKinney scenery. There stands a ponytailed woman enclosed and veiled within deep darkness.
A brick wall surrounds her as an obstacle. As she yearns to leave Greensboro for a peaceful beach, a gray thought cloud, betrayed by the gray city of Greensboro and shrouded partially by dark streaks, hovers over the woman. Consequently, she ponders how she would overcome this brick barrier and reach the serene beach that embodies her identity. And the beach she seeks represents this disposition. Subsequently, the brick barrier starts coming tumbling down. The woman gives it all she's got to penetrate through the bricks, even if it means go through a haunted, dark forestry of grass. Look out, Kotoka! There are even monstrous bricks behind you! The woman has finally made it out of that despicable forest. Phew! That was close. Almost too close. She arrives at a peaceful lake where the sun sets gently below the horizon. Her outline is fuller than it was before as she has arrived at a serene landscape of still water and the gentleness of a setting sun. Some dark clouds loom over her as she is not at her dream place, the beach. Nevertheless, though, she still has a sense of wholeness as she has just fully escaped the evil brick monsters. Now, and finally, she is at a gentle place quite similar to a peaceful beach, a serene sunset lake.